I was a science journalist for years before I joined Yacht officially, so I bring that to the table, whatever that is.
Claire Evans's science background does actually contribute quite a bit to Yacht. Like many writers in her field, she also has a love of science fiction. And in fact, the concept for the band's latest album, Shangri-La, was in part inspired by a science fiction book that Claire was reading at the time. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. Yacht began as a solo project by Portland, Oregon musician Jonna Bechtold in 2002, and although he'd been collaborating with Claire Evans for years, it wasn't until 2008 that she finally decided to join the project on a full-time basis. Together, they put together an album called Mystery Lights, which was picked up by James Murphy's label, DFA Records. The release was received with critical acclaim, with everyone from Rolling Stone to Pitchfork applauding it, and now their latest album, Shangri-La, released this past June, follows in that same vein. When the band came into Studio A, they talked to the alternate side's Cara Manning about their somewhat fluid lineup, which starts with them at the core and could eventually include you and all your friends. Yacht's performances are very important to them, and they explain that they've had a shift in thinking about their live shows.
We've decided that we want to be more physical. So it started with one person and doubled in size with Claire, and then doubled with Rob and Jeff, and then we added Katie this year. So
we hope to move forward to greater and greater physical dimensions, you know, like some kind of community or physical place.
Right.
Legions of people who can all call themselves members of Yacht. That's our ultimate goal.
Have you ever thought of doing shows in weird places?
Oh, yeah. We've always done that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny. I feel like we're doing the inverse a little bit. I mean, for years, Yacht was one person and a laptop, and then it was the two of us with video projections and a laptop dancing around. That was super experimental at the time, and now we're going more and more towards quote-unquote traditional rock instrumentation, which for us feels really experimental because we've been doing it the other way around for years. But we'll play anywhere.
In 2005, I played in a bathroom, in a rec room basement in St. Louis. Well, we won't say no.
Where would you want to play?
Underwater.
Know? Underwater.
Yeah. In a plane. In space. I mean, come on.
Space.
Space plane.
First band on the moon. Wasn't the Cardigans. It's us.
This album begins and ends with the idea of paradise, but hellish things happen in between. Would that be an accurate way of describing? Or, I mean...
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we set out to make an album that was roughly around the idea of utopia. That was the seed. But as we are a creative duo, we think a lot about duality, black and white, life and death, heaven and hell. And we can't make something that is as myopic as just let's all gung-ho imagine our own personal paradise. We have to include the flip side of that coin, which is the dystopia or the hell. So there's a lot of darkness as well.
Strange days lead to strange nights. You aren't afraid of the dark, 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 dark. When it's where you walk, 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 walk. When it's where you learn to talk. Every day the sky gets lower.
Live music from the band Yacht and the song Dystopia. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org. Thanks to our engineer John Stein and to Elise Ali, who produced today's Take 5.